It's me, Austin! It's me, Austin! It was me all along, Austin!
It's me, Becky! It was me, Becky! It was me, Becky Lynch, all along.
Before we start, Milwaukee!
Oh, Milwaukee!
Are you ready?
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it out.
Move to the music, play like music. Move to the music.
What up, Milwaukee? Welcome to Monday Night Raw.
I don't even care that I just was doing the robot kind of to Bray Music's music. Yeah. Hey, welcome to the DWI podcast. I've already been drinking. My name is PC Tony. Before I get to the intro, though, I don't even care if we start the show this way. Folks, do me a favor when you're done listening to this podcast, play Bray Wyatt's music, and just no matter how good or bad you are at doing the robot, do it. It's a really good beat to do. Boop, boop, beep, boop, bop, beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop. No?
The Bray, Brobrot, Brobrot, Brobot.
Bray Wybot.
I can't even say it.
Bray Wybot.
Bray Wybot, there you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is PC Tunney, and I am your commissioner and the commissioner
of the robotic United States.
Yeah, beep, boop, bop, boop, beep, boop, Americas. And I am joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the oil in the grease can for all the robots. Whoa. It's none other than your vaccinator in the world of microbotics. It's DPP. Yeah, that's right. You and Terrell Buckley have the same nickname now.
Thanks. Giving you the shot that you never forgot. Hold on.
What's and you are listening to the DWI podcast, DTW. I like to mix up those. Why not? We do the same intro.
The DWI. Yeah. Says it's going to be the DW40 podcast.
Oh, there we go.
DW40. We got a title already.
DWI 40.
DWI 40.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Yeah. Big show coming up Saturday. BCW DP. Newly All Elite signed Kylie Rae will be fighting for that women's BCW championship. And Ring of Honor's very own Beer City Bruiser will be fighting against Max Holiday. Max Holiday, folks. Max Holiday. I don't know. Maybe it's like Beetlejuice. If I say his name three times, at some point he may show up. I have no idea. We'll see what happens. But I got to tell you, I'm really looking forward to this card. We usually don't bring up a lot of what's going on there, but those are some really big names and some important people in the world of the free agent wrestling, bubble we're in right now. It's kind of too sweet, if you will, pardon the pun, but we are getting like a transfer window, a new world of free agency, another option for people that looks to be even more credible than all the other options that were out there, DP.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I mean, it's been a long time since we've had that. And I don't know if I've ever mentioned this before, but I always feel like we're kind of spoiled with BCW here and locally, because we get to see Ring of Honor stars and some of these stars like Kylie Rae and stuff like that come through the territory a little bit. You know, we've had Dalton Castle here before. I know you've got a nice Dalton Castle story, but we've had him. We've had, you know, we.
I've already told that story so many times. I don't even know how many times. I probably told that story on at least a dozen different episodes of podcasts across different podcasts. I mean, Yeah. I mean, I was in a very small bathroom where somebody was already in the toilet section that was, there was a wall there, right? It was their own toilet stall, right? Ooh. And I'm in at the urinal, and in between there, you know, with barriers, it was a sink. So someone's going number one in the stall. I'm going number one in the urinal, which you do. And Dalton walks in and opens the door and says, whoa. And I'm like, sink's open, brother. And he goes, much too high for my dong. And proceeds to just walk out the door. So, yeah, DPP. Let's let everybody know what's going on the DWI podcast this week.
Well, we're waiting.
I don't even want to say the word sheet right now.
Can you spare a square?
I can't spare one sheet square.
Oh, you may. Folks, before we get into the Big Show sheet this week, we will be having a little bit more extensive All Elite coverage as we move in to Double or Nothing, right? As we get going there, probably, I would imagine right after WrestleMania ends, we'll be going into some solid All Elite coverage and time right there. Would you not imagine, DP?
Definitely. As things start to ramp up more and more, we're definitely going to have to keep you up to date on what's going on and all the excitement that it's going to start drawing.
Yeah, do yourself a favor. Get familiarized who they've already signed. A nice list of their current rosters out there and a few things that you can expect at Double or Nothing.
This is my shit right here.
The champ is here.
This shit is crazy.
The evil genius.
The champ is here. The champ is here. The champ is here.
Yeah. D-Block.
The champ is here. The champ is here.
Fucking with the champion.
You already know. K-A-D is the game. The body.
You ain't fucking with the champion.
You already know.
The champ is here.
And ladies and gentlemen, when we play The Champ is Here, I'm talking about none other than the Bearded Bruiser himself, Bruise City Wrestling Heavyweight Champion, and I bring it up because I can't wait to see that match among a loaded card, though. There are some other really good matches on that card that I can't wait to see, but you and the Bruiser for that coveted Bruise City Wrestling Heavyweight Championship, and it's great to have you back on the show, Mr. Holiday. I appreciate you coming back on. And I appreciate, I don't know what I appreciate more, that or the Kamala t-shirt.
I appreciate you guys having
me. I'm appreciating the baby arm that's going on right now on the screen. That's just fantastic. It's such a great spot. You couldn't have planned it better.
Oh, wait. Now, whose arm is that? I know whose arm it is.
That's yeah, I was going to say, that should be the quiz, is whose arm is that?
Is that a black band, or is that a wristband? If it's a wristband, I know who it is.
Is a elbow pad.
Oh, it's an elbow pad. Oh,
because okay. I believe it's Stone Cold Steve Austin. It'd be my guess.
Oh no, it'd have to be The Rock then if it's an elbow pad. No.
Mm-mm.
He's not going to tell us.
Damn it!
It's Owen Hart.
Oh wow.
Man, I feel like a nugget.
I'm not a nugget. Yeah, no, it's Owen Hart. That was given to us by Joey Ross. Yeah. The running joke, though, is if Owen Hart can survive the show without falling to his death.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
I just got a little blue there.
I'm looking for like the Price is Right thing there. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Bah, 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 wow. Time plus tragedy equals comedy.
That's right.
Proven. Yeah. Well, I mean, it was unintentional. We just kind of were looking for somewhere to set him up, and you know, he went there, and one day he fell, and we're like, oh, well, here we go. This is what's happening.
I know you didn't mean it like that, but you realize you just said we were looking for somewhere to set him up.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Unintentionally.
You know what? At least we didn't hang him in the rafters, okay?
Oh boy. There we go. It's let's true. Move on. Champ, what else has been going on with you and your wrestling schedule? What have you all been doing this winter? It's been a while since I've talked to you, and I would like to apologize on our end. We had a little break going on, but we're glad you're back, and we want to know what you've been up to leading up to this historic, I believe, Brew City Wrestling Heavyweight Championship match.
Yeah, definitely historic, if you will. I mean, we've met before, but this one's actually for the title. So, it'll be a good slobber knocker for sure. Man, I've been just, you know, wrestling here and there. I don't remember when the last time we talked was. I'm sure it was before the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, okay. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
I hope you had a kick in Kwanzaa.
All the above, and just, you know, a little pre happy Valentine's Day. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah,
screw you, ladies. Spirited bruisers after my heart.
Yeah, or me. I mean, I'll be out there Saturday. I'm just saying.
It's going to change. Max Holliday's new catchphrase is going to be,
"It's the sweet one."
Max Holliday riding through on a tiny horse.
Could be your bearded Valentine.
I love it. Your bearded Valentine. Maybe I'll use that.
There you go.
Nice. I love it. Yeah, ladies. But I've been wrestling out here, taking bookings, hitting the gym a lot, trying to get into the best shape of my life. I'm about to touch 40, so I've made myself a goal for before I turn 40. We'll see if it happens. Because after that, I plan on slowing down, but you know, that's what they all say.
You sound like Bernard Hopkins, who promised his mom he wouldn't fight a match, you know, after 40, and he was, what was he, 52 or something? Middleweight champion.
This past week, and I did a show in Lake Station, Indiana, and I ran into an older vet wrestler, you know, Willie Richardson. Some people might know him. And, yeah, I mean, I didn't realize how old he was till, and he's up there. I mean, up there. And he was out there wrestling semi-main event for the heavyweight title Saturday night. So, like I said, 40, I plan to slow down. We'll see. We'll see. But, yeah, no, I'm ready for Saturday. I'm ready to go toe-to-toe with Beer City Bruiser. It's kind of weird. The story that's been happening with me lately, it's interesting. It's kind of like I've been dealing with, you know, the story of David and Goliath, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone does. I kind of feel like I was in that David and Goliath scenario with Doc Simmons, and then, you know, he got lucky and got lucky. He had a clover leaf up his ass is what he had. And that being, you know, Frankie DeFalco. Because Frankie, for whatever reason, I don't know if the guy was greasing him on the backside or what, but he kept getting chance after chance after chance, and I kept having to put him down and put him down and put him down, and finally, at Rise, the Lumberjack fans with the strap. I will never do that again. Straps. That was ridiculous. You guys were there, right?
Yes, sir.
We were there.
Yes, sir. If you were coming out of the curtain to the ring, we were in the far right ring post diagonal, first diagonal seats there. We were in the corner. So,
okay. Yeah. You know, when I come out, I mean, realistically, I was looking to see if the hot chick came back and was actually one of the lumberjacks, but she wasn't there. So I was disappointed. No, I didn't care. After I saw red, you know, and Doc Simmons was it. But yeah, it was a very one-sided. It was a very one-sided match when it came to the lumberjacks. I don't know exactly. I can't remember how many times I threw Doc Simmons outside of the ring in hopes of hitting him with the straps, and in the fashion and form in which they did me, and it was like I was throwing Jesus Christ out there, and they were just just setting him right back up on the ring. I was like, "Are you kidding me?" It was ridiculous.
I heard the angels, you know, as well.
Yeah, yeah. You might as well have. I'm sure if you watch the playback, you'll see him. So we stomped him out. So, you know, in that David and Goliath scenario. Now here we go. Turn around, and now Now I have, you know, the Bruiser, which now in this scenario, now I'm David. Hold on here. This microphone is annoying. There we go. Maybe better. Okay. I don't know if you hear it, but I hear it.
You're good. But if it bothers, you, I want you to fix it.
Okay. So now Saturday, it's just kind of weird. Now I have a Beer City out of nowhere, Beer City Bruiser, the big Ring of Honor superstar, international superstar, in my path for some reason. I don't know why this match is happening, but it'll be a good one for sure. We've met before. But you know, as good as he is, I hope that he does have a downside to the contract that he signed, the big contract, teased the shit out of it for weeks. It was so ridiculous. I mean, Jesus, like, we didn't know you were going to sign Bruiser. God. I hope he has a downside to it, because I'm just going to show Frankie that, you know, no matter who he puts in front of me, be it, you know, Doc Simmons or Beer City Bruiser, they all go down. I've been in this company for almost 3 years, and for like 2.5 of them, I've been the champ. I mean,
bring the bell, DP.
What do you want?
Yeah, bring the bell, DP. Is that not basically what I said to Frank on the preview show tonight? I said, we're transitioning into the last, running down the matches and into the last title match. And I said, if you think about BCW titles in recent history, Max Holiday is the most synonymous with it. You're turning into Hulk Hogan, John Cena for all you know WWE fans of holding that belt for long periods of time. And I got to tell you, I don't mind, and I know the fans don't mind. They may not necessarily like you. They may love you. They may hate you. But they're appreciating your matches. I can tell you that. You're kicking some real ass.
I appreciate that. And it does seem that whether they are booing or cheering, they are definitely getting their money's worth out of me. Oh, my God, that's so much better. I don't know what just happened. It's amazing. But, yeah, I mean, either way, though, I don't care. I go out there and just beat the crap out of whoever's in front of me. And I'm proving a point, and that is that I may live two states away, but I am the man when it comes to Wisconsin wrestling, and I've been proving that now for 2.5 years. So, and for me to be left off of any type of polling on who the best is out there is absolutely ridiculous. And whoever put those polls up should be taken out back and beaten like a redheaded stepchild. That's how I feel about that.
She should be beaten like a Tyler Sullivan, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Tyler Sullivan. Yeah. Beat the shit out of him like Tyler Sullivan. That fecal matter on the bottom of your shoe. God, that's so disgusting. Anyway, sorry. He's like in a walk. He's a walking abortion. I can't even. It's
like a Stephen Wright joke. Yeah. What I'm talking about.
Anyways, yeah, I'm looking forward to Saturday, and I'm glad to hear that you guys are too. I'm sure it'll be very smash mouth. So,
I
plan on walking out with the title. By this time, I think I've beaten them all.
I plan on buying you a beer and cheersing you on the title with it.
I sure hope you do. You say this every time I come on the show, and I see you guys in passing, and then it's like, where are they? They're not here. They're gone. I mean, do you have like a 45-minute ride home or something? I had like a 2.5-hour ride home.
I wasn't going to bring it up, but I do apologize, and at the same, I don't apologize. From you seem like you were in a very in-depth conversation with a very amazing fan of yours at the time I talked to you at the last show. And I didn't want to interrupt that, but you didn't seem too thrilled that I walked away at the same time. I don't know if you remember what I'm talking about. Young gentleman enjoyed taking his shirt off, yelling at the ring.
I don't remember, but
yeah.
You gave me this look like, don't you dare walk away right now.
It was probably a save me.
Yeah,
yes, it was. That's where I was going with that.
It was a very intense, I'm going to kidnap you stare that was being thrown your way.
You handled it beautifully, though.
That man had some beef with Angel Armani. That's all I know is he wanted to destroy that man. I don't know what happened, but
I think he's against Febreze. Apparently, he didn't. He doesn't like Febreze. So. Yeah. I don't know.
Did the man smell?
No, I don't know. I tried not to get too close. It's just, that's all I'm gonna say. What I do want to do though is I would
this past.
Go ahead. Sorry.
This past weekend, I was the show I was at in Lake Station. There was a fan there that just reminded me. And at the end of the night, they had, you know, like big melee happening, and this fan was going bonkers, and they ended up more or less kind of like kicking him out right at the end of the night. Like the show's over and he's still screaming and hollering, and they're like, all right, just, you know, go home. And it made me laugh because he's like, I'm a better worker than everybody here. I work the whole locker room. Don't worry though, because I'm coming back next month. I paid my money. I'm coming back. And I'm just like, what? Yeah, come back. Yeah. That's what we want. Come back. You're so, better than everybody here, Bubby.
We won.
That's right. sorry. Whatever. Yeah. Anyways, what did you want to do?
No. That was beautiful. That was a thank you and you're welcome kind of situation.
Yeah.
I wanted to get your thoughts on a few things going on in the wrestling world, mainly possibly any thoughts you have on the whole. What do you think I'm going to ask you?
I don't know. I'm just, whenever I turn on wrestling, it's always women wrestling. It's like I don't see any dudes wrestling anymore. It's like, what the no matter. I swear to God, whether it's a pay-per-view or the TV, I turn it on and it's a woman's match. I'm like, is this like women's world, women's wrestling entertainment? What's going on here? Where are the dudes?
I was going to maybe get to that, but what I was going to bring up is your thoughts on All Elite possibly having the ability to make it where it's like back in, for me, the good old days, right? And we're around the same age, late 30s. And you know what I mean exactly right away. I'm talking about the late 90s and early 2000s when at the time you didn't know who was going to show up on what show because guys' contracts would come up and who would they come back and sign with. And that's the kind of dynamic I would love to see back. And that's the main reason why I'm rooting for All Elite to do well. I don't want them to have a hit on WWE or New Japan or Ring of Honor, but I want them all to rise up, for a lack of a better term, and give us something to think about when these guys have opportunities to go to different places.
I think this whole All Elite thing is great. It's great for business. I mean, you have New Japan, you have Ring of Honor, but for some reason, All Elite has surpassed both of them, and now they're supposedly the direct competition for WWE. I'm only assuming because of their backers and the money they have. And I think it's great. There is a buzz in the air when it comes to wrestling. I feel in a way you have to contribute it to WWE. It all goes back to them. But I'm excited for it. Competition is good. And like I said, there's a buzz about wrestling right now at all levels. So there's money to be made for everybody and entertainment to be had. And the opportunities for everybody. Jesus Christ, you can go get signed almost anywhere and get a pretty decent paycheck, too.
Well, and then there is a lot of talent out there, you know, so talent-wise, I don't think this is an issue, but I'm hoping that this elevates the writing and storylines that they're doing because, you know, it seems like when there's no competition, it just, we can write whatever the hell we want, and, you know, it's fine, and people are going to keep watching because we're the WWE. But, you know, back when it was, you know, WCW and WWF going at it, and, you know, back when TNA was kind of, you know, hitting at getting to be somewhere, you saw the writing improve and people cared a little bit more. And I'm hoping that's what that does for All of
us. No, I agree with you 100% there. I mean, you know, competition, that's what it's about. If those guys keep to their recipe of entertainment and what they've been doing, I can see going further. Obviously, I mean, they got Jericho excited about it so much that, you know, he actually signed the contract with them exclusive, which in my, as far as I know, the only person he's been exclusive with for years is WWE. If I'm not mistaken, the last time there was some like little thing about the him wrestling for was it All In, when he was at All In. It was the first company he'd wrestled for in the States that wasn't WWE in like 20 years or whatever. Or however, you know, I exaggerated that obviously, but so that's huge. That's huge. And then obviously with Omega, I mean, that's also huge. I mean, granted, you got the Bucks, Cody, and, you know, everyone else they're signing, but with those two people, in my opinion, unless they sign a bigger name, I think that those two will be able to put All Elite on their shoulders and help take it to the next level, which is what we need. I'm excited for it. And I won't confirm or deny any rumors that I'm talking to them.
Well, I was going to bring that up. I mean, has any, you know, super secret FedEx Express envelopes been slipped under your door? I mean, All Elite, you know, Ring of Honor. You know, put it on a mask and go down to AAA. Please don't go to Impact. I've tried watching that many times, and I'd have to watch it just because you were there, but it'd be the only reason.
I appreciate that. I really don't want to say. I mean, yeah. There's no timer on my phone or...
I understand. I get it. That's fine. You've already signed. I understand. You can't tell us. I get it.
You know, yeah, it's wrestling, man. It's got to be a surprise.
I understand. Kayfabe is real. Heel life. I get it.
That's right.
Wrestling is real. People are fake.
Now, last question before, you know, we get back to this Saturday, which, oh, yes, I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm telling you, I got plans already, so I'll be there. I'll be there.
Good.
Is there anything you did say? Shut up. I already told you.
something I don't know.
Oh, Jesus. This guy over here, he's like got the memory of an elephant, except the opposite. Elephants have notoriously great memories. God damn it. Why you got to make me explain it? So is there anything that you're really interested that's going on right now? Like there's some great in-ring wrestling going on here that I'm paying attention to, or a wonderful, you know, storyline in some company that nobody's really paying attention to.
Nope.
All right, DP, do you have a question?
It's a bruiser.
The champ.
Is there any wrestling that you're not happy about, that you're not looking forward to?
Yeah, he said too many women
wrestling right now. It's like WWE, that's all it is right now. It's so annoying. Now, I want them to have their spotlight, but Jesus Christ, man. And it's not a joke. Every time I turn on, it's a woman's match. I'm like, okay, I'll watch it, and it's another woman's match. I'm like, you know, what's going on? More power to them. I'm a Becky Lynch fan. I think it's hilarious, the whole man gimmick. I think it's great. Congratulations to Kylie Rae.
Yeah, there we
go. Ring the
bell, yeah.
I mean, I'm happy for the women's revolution, but at the same time, I'm like, Jesus Christ, I'm over. I'm like, all this women wrestling. It's like the main story. Are they about to main event WrestleMania too?
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. I'm glad you said that, because I would like to include you in one of my favorite, you know, segments here on the DWI podcast. It's going to be a simple yes or no question to the champ, Max Holiday, right now, in another edition of...
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Mr. Champion, Sir Max Holiday, will Becky Lynch, Ronda Rousey, and Charlotte Flair, any combination or lack thereof of one or the other, be the last match that goes off at this year's WrestleMania? Yes or no?
Yes.
And that concludes another edition of...
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Thanks for participating.
Oh, no. I'm glad that I could participate and give my opinion.
The champ abides. The champ abides.
The champ does abide. Ugh. Well, yeah, well, I mean, kudos to them. I is it going to be a three-way, though? Is that like a security thing for the? Because they're going to get the main event spot. Like have Charlotte and Becky in there with Ronda. Because I think Ronda's been doing great by herself. I
mean, right, but
I've
now,
I've seen so many of her matches.
Yes, but now Vince is. But now Vince came out and he suspended Becky for 60 days and put Charlotte into that match. So you got to figure Becky's getting back in, and it feels like that's where they've been going all along. To me, you can't imagine they were going to have the women go off last at WrestleMania, and Vince isn't going to include Charlotte Flair, who I feel like he holds in a higher spot on that roster than nearly everyone else.
Oh, yeah, for sure. She's the golden child in that aspect, absolutely.
I can't blame her either. She'd be my golden child, too. A great Eddie Murphy reference there, a wonderful movie. Lots of swear words in that.
It's probably going to be the triple threat for sure. Triple threat. They'll give Charlotte that main event spot. Ronda. Yeah, and that's probably what we're looking at. Even though everyone wants to see a Ronda a Becky match, throwing Charlotte in there throws a whole other aspect into the whole thing. So, yeah, I'm sure it'll be interesting to see.
I'm impressed
with Ronda's transition.
No, I said you sound thrilled. No, speak on that. Last thing before we get back to this Saturday. And I don't want to keep you forever tonight. I appreciate you coming on. I know you're a busy champion. We always enjoy talking to you. I love what's going on behind you right now. You are training really hard. You're doing like ounce curls right now.
What is it? Yeah.
I can feel the
crunch.
Burn.
You know, I was looking something up today. I was like, you know what? I've been trying to mix up my workouts. I'm like, you know what? What's the Superman workout? What did Henry Cavill do for his workout? On top of being on a 5,000 calorie diet, which I am not on. It was a pretty simple like 4-day workout. I was like, man, I could do that. But see, I'm trying to get rid of my fatty pack. You know what I mean? That way, when I come out there, I can take my shirt off and the girls can really drool.
Nice. Ask
Chris Pratt.
And it wouldn't be nothing for you guys. Eating. I understand. I understand the lackluster response here. I get that. It's for all the ladies. How you do it?
I was looking for more bedazzling on this podcast, to be honest with you. Oh, yeah. Almost got it. Damn it.
Oh, yeah, bedazzle.
Spit take on Owen Hart would have been wonderful there.
It's funny when I watch the video playback of me wearing that thing. It's like, man, that thing really sparkles. That's not what I was going for.
I guess I just appreciate it from the contents it had prior to.
Well, I appreciate it. I do. But now you got everybody and their mother with some type of vest that's got studs and beards and long hair, and I just feel like I'm copied. Copied over and over and over again.
Oh, you're an original Max Holiday, and you don't let anybody tell you different.
Man, you guys, I like you guys so much. You guys better hang out with me and give me this type of response Saturday.
We'll be there. We can inflate your ego,
no problem.
We'll be there just like Bobby Heenan to pat your forehead when it sweats and catch your gum when you slap it out of your mouth.
See. Everybody else tries to deflate it. It's not no fun.
There he is. There's Owen Hart. There's Owen Hart. I love it. All right. Last thoughts.
And so far, he's survived.
Yeah, I love it. I'm glad. Thankfully. On our watch, you're going to be fine, good buddy. We brought in Sting's guys, not Vince's.
the camera's. All right.
Last thoughts on the global wrestling scene in general from the Bearded Bruiser before we get back and close this out on a this coming Saturday night note?
On the global wrestling scene, I think just wrestling in general, it's a good time to be in wrestling because wrestling is on definitely the upswing. So I'm anxious to see what happens because, again, you have so many places from Ring of Honor or from let's Impact way over here to Ring of Honor, Lucha Underground. Is that still around?
AAA? Lucha Underground. Yeah, I think they did season 5. Yeah, I think they're waiting on season 6. Yeah.
Lucha Underground, AAA, New Japan, WWE. I mean, there's just so much wrestling out there. And the internet and has opened up so many doors to places like WLW or something?
MLW?
Who?
MLW?
MLW, there you go. MLW, Evolve, all these big companies. Freaking AAW from Chicago is now doing some light traveling around. So the internet has really helped with giving wrestling a boom. And I'm excited. WWE expanding their reach has also injected something into the wrestling business. The idea that they have so many brands right now with like the UK, I'm waiting for an all women's show at this point. The UK brand, the NXT brand, it's just amazing. And the amount of talent that they have too, the spectrum of talent that they have is insane. Wrestling's good now and I'm excited to be a part of, and I'm air quoting culture. So
love it. I love it. Let everybody know where they can find you across everything because you got some great podcasts. You have a wonderful social media presence. I love your Twitter follow with all your good friends on there and everything else. People can really get into what you're doing. So please let them know what's going on with you all over that kind of platform.
Well, let's see. On the old Twitter, you can catch me at Holiday Special. On Facebook, it is facebook.com/TheMaxHoliday. Instagram's Max Holiday. And I mean, really just Google Max Holiday. YouTube, I think, is Max Holiday. You can go watch some old. Before being the Elite, there was the Hollywood Icons. We literally, that gimmick they do with their videos, we did. It's really kind of frustrating being ahead of the curve sometimes. But there's some gold mines on there. Yeah. That's everywhere across social media. Just Google Max Holiday. I do it occasionally. Just to remember.
You got to keep in touch with yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you got to see what's being said. Yeah, see who I'm rumored to sign with.
Oh, we know.
Oh, man, I'm speechless.
Well, right, while you're composing yourself, PC Tunny, I want to ask Max Holiday about one thing, and that's what's the latest in the Funko Pop collection over there?
I just got some Game of Thrones pops. I forget which ones they were, though. That and, I got the Cheerios bee. Which was really cool.
Nice.
Very cool. When you push his button, does he sound like Jerry Seinfeld?
No. You don't have a button to push. It wasn't really common. I scored the Iron Man that lights up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that one's really cool. So, I really wish I could remember which Game of Thrones ones I just got. Yeah. That's really about it.
Have you seen the one I want to get? I haven't got it yet. I'm trying to find the availability. Did you see that there's a clear John Cena? Because really? You can't see him? Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I've seen it, and I'm like, oh, I got to have that one. That's fantastic.
I did not see that. That's amazing. Because it's John Cena.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, some people like him. Some People hate him. What can you really do? I don't know. I like him.
He hits all the demographics.
Yeah, I was waiting for that.
Or at least the important ones.
Very true. Yeah, the money-making ones, if you will.
The moneymaker.
Yeah, kids and women.
All right. What I want to do here is I want to end our time. To...
Wait a minute. Did you just say he hits kids and women? I think that's what you were kind of...
No.
He hits all the demographics.
The kids demographic, the women's demographic, he hits those. Physically hit kids and women.
You keep on kissing babies and hugging fat girls.
Yeah. Man.
Here's what I want to do. I want to get you fired up with a little music here, and then I want you to take us out with what you're going to be doing this Saturday to maintain and reclaim, but state your dominance in BCW by maintaining your championship status. So you think about that. Yeah. Okay. You think about that while I play this song and lead you into it, okay?
Okay, thanks.
You ready? No pressure. No pressure.
No, none at all.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue.
Well, it looks like this Saturday night in Waukesha, Wisconsin, the international superstar, Ring of Honor superstar, the Beer City Bruiser, is going to be the luckiest man on earth. Well, maybe just in Waukesha. Because Saturday night, the Beer City Bruiser is once again going to meet a boot named Sue when I solidify myself as the champion of Brew City Wrestling. When I cement my name in the annals of history when it comes to Brew City Wrestling, better than Steve Corino, better than Dysfunction, better than any man or woman that has held that championship. When I put the Beer City Bruiser out of commission, I sure hope he's got a downside to that contract. Because Saturday night, when you meet a boot named Sue, the only thing you're going to remember is 1, 2, 3.
This week on the DWI podcast, it's all WWE all the time, for the most part.
Because that's just
how things work around here. Card subject to change, my mind subject to change, DPP's schedule subject to change. That's just the way it works. Period. End of story. I'm sorry. As the Fabulous Glow likes to say, period.
Oh, God.
Which, yeah, we'll get to one of my new favorite wrestling moves by Naomi. Remind me when we get there, okay? This week on the DWI podcast, we have a few notes from Raw. We have a couple notes from SmackDown. And we have a preview of a last call. DPP, ring the bell. All right, now ring the other bell, like, 4 times.
So I have to play the music that I wanted to play?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Pat yourself on the back, Barry Horowitz. To the timing of this song. Yeah. Sodas rule.
Yeah, they do.
High five, bitches. DP, it was Vince.
It
you could play the "It was Vince, it was me, Austin, it was me all along," as we heard to open the show. And it may not end up being corporate Charlotte as much as maybe teacher's pet a little bit, is what it kind of looking like. But it's right along those storylines. How are you feeling right now? Because this is total woman's version of Stone Cold Steve Austin, in my opinion. And I'm not necessarily bashing it with that comment.
It's definitely getting more and more like that, it seems, with Becky doing the refusals. You know, the apology thing, definitely something Stone Cold wouldn't have done. But it was basically like at the beginning of that episode, you know, on Raw there, it was, you know, kind of just said, go to hell, you know, say basically what Stone Cold would do, just saying, hell no, I'm not going to apologize, blah, 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 all that shit. So it's definitely, you know, as we've been talking about, kind of paralleling that a bit, which definitely is not a bad thing. What I worry about in the outcome of this is what we're getting to is the authority figures picking sides and getting involved in this match, because it does, I don't think they need to be involved in this match, and that's what I'm afraid of. You know, how they had, I think it was, it's happened plenty of WrestleManias, right? Where I'm thinking back to WrestleMania in 2000, where, you know, Vince was on Triple H's side and Shane McMahon had the Big Show, and I don't know, Stephanie had somebody or whatever. It was, everybody was on
WrestleMania 2000?
Somebody's side. Yeah. Yeah.
It was Foley and Linda.
It was Foley and Linda. That was it.
Yeah,
okay.
Stephanie and Hunter. Vince and The Rock.
And then Shane and Big Show.
Yep.
Yep. So, yeah, I'm afraid that's what's going to happen here. Is Vince has Charlotte and is going to be in her corner, and Triple H and Stephanie are going to, you know, are going to take the other side and be in Becky's corner or something, you know. And I don't know who the hell's going to be around his corner, but
Just to comment on that real quick, I don't necessarily know if I see it that way or if I see it WWE setting up the continuation of the feud between Becky and Charlotte, making that so hot and that so important that that's what carries forward from WrestleMania, and you don't really even miss Ronda Rousey if she's going to go away and start a family.
Or have
a child of her own. She already has a family. I apologize. I take that back. Go ahead and decide to experience childbirth. Will be my official quote. Yes, expand her family. Thank you, DP. Thank you for helping me not sound like a jackass.
It's hard to do, but, you know. I'll
go to hell.
I'll put the effort. but, yeah. And that's what I mean. I don't think it has to happen that way. It's just that I worry that that's where it's going to be, and I don't want that because, again, been there, done that, I think, at this point, especially when they're talking about trying to do new things and new storylines, and that's where I'm trying to think that way and say, look, they already did this, you know, before, come up with something new. And, I think we all assumed Charlotte was going to get added to this, and that's, I'm fine with that. And I agree with you. Like you said, it's all coming down to Ronda Rousey, if she's going to stick around or if she's not. And if she's not, this is, like you said, is exactly the perfect way to keep that Becky versus Charlotte storyline going and keep it hot. And assuming they are both going to be moving to Raw after WrestleMania, you know, to continue this, then that's a great way to do it. Is definitely keep them both in this match, and we can keep that storyline going whether or not Ronda Rousey stays or goes.
Yeah, will she stay or will she go now? Once again, you can.
Yeah, there's the clash.
Anyway, I digress. Yeah, if you had to give it a grade right now, the build that they're doing towards WrestleMania, having pretty much known that we were most likely getting this triple threat match since, you know, before Survivor Series, basically, what kind of grade would you give them so far on the job they've done trying to do this build at your most likely first time women go off last at WrestleMania?
This is this is not my grade, but I just want to say it this way. That's good, not great. A minus. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. I got you. That's an insider there. Can I guess your grade?
You can guess my grade.
I'll say it's very similar to what you just said, only one letter lower.
Ooh, I'm actually going to go with an A.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
For this build. Because I think it is a great build. I think they're doing a great job with it because everybody's being involved. They're really talking about it. It's opening the shows. It's ending the shows. They're making it the thing to see. And I think they're doing a great job with it because they're letting Becky get this, you know, this the fans on her side almost, you know, and keeping everybody involved with what's going on with this main event. And I personally think they're doing a really great job. I'll tell you what, poor fucking Ruby Riott in this whole thing, because
wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be something though? Wouldn't that be something if, cause here's the thing. And I thought about this after her beating Nikki Cross, which is too bad for Nikki Cross, but a compliment at the same time that Ruby Riott going over Nikki Cross bolsters her. And in my opinion, you know, I'll play with Nikki, but you know, ring the bell for that. Wouldn't it be something though? Because Riott could be a legitimate force in the women's division given the right push. And does Ronda versus Becky versus Charlotte really need the title even?
I think it does need the title right at this point, because really? That's what Becky Lynch wants. That's what she's going for. That's what she needs, is that title.
I don't know. Check her Twitter account. It's all about Ronda Rousey. Who's going to beat Ronda Rousey? I'm not saying it's not going to be for that title, but I could see them getting away with that, right? I mean, I don't know. That's just, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
You could say that to me if you wanted.
There you go.
You could.
That's you already said it to yourself, man.
So we also had a little bit of definition added to the women's tag championship match at Elimination Chamber, which is our next topic here. Sasha and Bayley will end up being the first entrance from Raw that will be in this match. Let's go over the Raw teams. DP, who's your most likely winner here? I mean, do you see the Boss and Hug connection? What most people have thought for a long time would be the first to hold this title. Do you see it being Nia and Tamina? Because the closer we get, the more it looks like Nia could just be that force in the ring. Why not? Or an underdog in the Riott Squad. Could the Riott Squad walk out with all the women's gold? How about that? Ooh. How about that for a new push? How about that for pushing new people?
Oh. Well, how about that for breaking up the Riott Squad? You know, Morgan and Logan win the titles. Ruby Riott can't get the job done. And they say goodbye to her, kick her out. And there you set up a tag team, and then Ruby Riott goes on her own. I could see them doing something like that, too. Obviously, Bayley and Banks are the odds-on favorite to win this thing. I think it's, you know, having them at the beginning is perfect because, you know, they can go the distance and put on some great matches and help put some of these people over. I think, Rose and DeVille are going to be the first in from SmackDown. And, you know, Bayley and Banks can put on some great, you know, time with them in the ring with different matches. So, I see Bayley and Banks make it to the end. WWE loves to have a surprise person win the first ever different things. So I could definitely see somebody like Morgan and Logan winning this thing. Rose and DeVille or Naomi and Carmella. One of those, I think, are going to come out of it. I sure hope it's not the Iconics. I'll tell you that.
Foreshadowing. another subject in this podcast. Let's move on to another part of the tag team division and the men's side on Raw. And what a lot of the WWE universe has wanted to happen for a long time, the Revival captures Raw tag team silver, bronze. What are those things? They're not gold, right? I don't know.
They're silver. Maybe,
what are your thoughts? They used to be bronze, right? That's right. That's right.
They did. That's true.
It's a true story. What are your thoughts on that division, basically? And then, I don't know, I almost see it as placating to the Revival because they had many opportunities to give them the belts that were much more important than this storyline with Rude and Gable, who, boy, I got to tell you, they have been boring us. And if it doesn't end soon, I will be snoring thus. And I got to tell you, too, it's definitely not glorious. That's just my opinion, though, man.
Glorious!
Well, who else is on Raw for tag teams?
I mean, yeah, they already shot AOP in the foot, right? They don't mean anything. The other guy's hurt now before they could go with them. And then, yeah, sorry to cut you off, but yeah, that's a great question.
That's it. That's my question. It's, yeah, other than the B team and... fuck, I don't even know who else. You know, it's rough, and it's too bad. And, you know, I saw a lot of stuff on Twitter, and the first thing I thought of, too, when the Revival finally won it was, you know, so I guess all you have to do is bitch and say you're going to leave the company and go to AEW, and I guess you get a push, you know? So I'm damn happy they won it, for sure. That was well-deserved.
I'm going to make a Super Bowl prediction, and then I want you to tell me about the baseline of what I'm talking about, not the ultra prediction side of it. But my PC Tunney's take, booking by PC Tunney right here. The Revival will be defending those titles at WrestleMania versus the Usos, who will be defending their SmackDown tag titles in a unification match of WWE tag titles, and much like the women's tag titles, DP, are going to be defended across both brands, so will the men's.
You're not going to hear a single argument from me on that one. You know, it's, we talk about the lack of tag teams in this, you know, in WWE, and like we just said, you know, what tag teams are on Raw?
If you really want to put the Revival over, why not let them have a feud in late spring into early summer against the Usos, and now they're on that level. Now you have all these different teams rotating around, right? Now it's back to where it was when you had the top, and you could go back and forth, right? This is like late 90s, early 2000s, and not only did you have Edge and Christian, obviously, and the Hardys and the Dudleys, but you had surrounding tag teams that could get into those storylines, like an APA, et cetera, right? So now we raise everybody up together by bringing everyone together.
I agree. And it would certainly make it, you know, and a lot of the tag teams that are at the top of the division right now are makeshift tag teams that were put together. You talk about Cesaro and Sheamus that ran this division for, what, 2 years now? You got Shane and The Miz are the tag team champions on SmackDown. Yeah, the B team was thrown together. Gable and Rude thrown together. They're not regular tag teams. And yeah, the Revival versus the Usos would be just a fantastic feud. I mean, the New Day and the Usos was amazing. I think the Revival could do the same exact thing and have some great matches. And that's definitely, I think, the way to go. And we talked about this, you know, for, you know, where the IC title and the US title are brand specific. But you have these tag titles and the, you know, the WWE title can cross brands. And, you know, you had a guy like Brock Lesnar who hasn't been on, barely on television. You don't see the Universal title. Who the fuck cares? Nobody cares. You know, just have the WWE title.
The only reason we're talking
about, and have it go across.
And the only reason the Universal title got brought up today is because you just did right there. Otherwise, it wasn't even going to come up. It wasn't even come up.
Not going to be defender of the chamber.
I'm sorry, Seth Rollins. I wasn't even going to talk about you.
Why? He's not on the chamber. He's not, you know, It's not going to be defended at Fastlane either. So why have, we don't need it. Don't need it. WWE title's perfect. Have the champion go across brands. It's an easy way to help to move guys back and forth too. You know, I don't know. I hope I'm not jumping ahead, but they had a promo for Kevin Owens, you know, showing him, that he's going to come back.
Good grief. And, I'm so glad you brought that up. Last thing before we slide on over the SmackDown side, how much did you enjoy that promo, by the way, at the bowling?
Him throwing the gutter ball?
Yeah. And you fully expected him to walk up there like Mr. Perfect to throw a strike, you know? And right away, he almost drives his thumb into the ball because he basically buries the ball. He doesn't even get it out down the lane, and it's right off and into the KO, let me tell you, if you're ever down in Milwaukee, you know, Canada South, let me and DP know. We'll take you out. We'll have some great brews. I'll show you how to bowl, and you can show me. I don't know. You can show me how to. You can suplex me or something. Yeah. Not on the lane though. Something softer than the bowling alley lane.
Yeah, you want the power bomb onto the apron somehow?
Oh,
the side of the bowling.
Yeah, I want the ball return power bomb instead of the apron power bomb. Right where the ball comes out. Boom.
Oh, ran the balls. But, just to finish that thought, he said he doesn't know what brand he's coming back to. You know,
that means Raw.
So, you can move these guys wherever you want. It's great.
Yeah.
That's what they should do. And it gives, this stuff and having the champion go between brands gives you opportunities to move guys. Where it's not just the shakeup that they're going to do after WrestleMania.
The only person that should be brand specific should be the Intercontinental champion, or the United States champion, and you keep them on those shows, and it's like a way to highlight a guy that you're trying to move up even more. So, DP, before we slide it on over, not to Aesop's DMs. Great job by him on Pod is War. If you haven't had a chance to listen to Pod is War, him and Balls had a fantastic intellectual war over some wonderful, wonderful wrestling, global wrestling topics, including WWE, New Japan, All Elite, etc. Let's take a quick pause for the cause.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
All right, DP, SmackDown side of things this week. First of all, we had, like you mentioned before, we had the other pair in the women's tag team elimination chamber that would be starting alongside Sasha and Bayley, and it ended up being Sonya and Mandy. Were you surprised at that at all? And what you give odds on this side for the SmackDown tag teams to walk away with those fresh, clean, brand spanking new women's tag team titles? I like their look, BTW.
They do. I do. They look really nice. And I'm not necessarily surprised. I mean, between the groups there, I don't think you're going to have the Iconics start because they look terrible in the ring. And, if they're the first ones out there, you can't protect them. So you had to go with Rose and DeVille or Naomi Carmella. Either way, I think you can't go wrong there. It's, when you look at the talent between the teams, between the brands, it just seems like it's almost stacked on the Raw side. In my opinion, with Bayley and Banks, Jackson Tamina seem to be more of the odds-on favorite to
Did
see.
Did you just call her Tamina?
Who's that?
You could just call her Tamina.
Tamina. Did I group two words together? Tamina.
I'm going to call her Tamina.
She is Tamina.
Naya and Tamina.
Naya and Tamina. Looking at them, I could see Naomi and Carmella coming out with them. I think they could be a pretty fun tag team if they keep them together for a while. If they KIT, keep it together.
There you go.
I think that'd be a lot of fun. I could see them winning that thing. I think Rose and DeVille are a great team to have start there. And can, Bayley and Banks being the beginning as well, it could help, you know, them look pretty good in the ring and help get these some of these people over that are, you know, the lower echelon of the women, I guess, if you want to call it that. Not that I think they're any worse, but they're not the ones that are at the top of the card right now. So I like it. I'd be fine with any of them in there. And it's going to come down to who's left at the end. You know, do you think they're going to be some? Well, I guess we'll talk about it at the chamber, but, you know, I wonder how they're going to make this match go. So we'll talk about it at the during our preview, I guess.
I have a feeling that it could be a very iconic kind of night. Let's talk about what took up more than half of SmackDown. And amazingly, once again, another well-produced and well-written and well-thought-out and what a wonderful story told over the Gauntlet match. And boy, good for Kofi Kingston to finally get out there and be put in the spotlight and show everybody how he can entertain. You know, you sit there and you forget about certain guys like this that can actually go out and tell a story when given the opportunity. We praise everybody like Finn and Daniel and AJ, etc., with good cause. But there are other guys who are in WWE who have just played their role and shut their mouth and done what they've been told and done the best with the character and the storyline they've been given, but who can also get the job done in that manner, DP.
Well, we talked about the amount of talent that is available, you know, and they are, you know, a lot of these guys could be at that level. They just don't get the opportunities or, you know, there's that time is just never there. A guy like Kofi, whether this was initially planned for Mustafa Ali and he was going to do the same exact thing, I don't know. I don't know if they changed it after they had to take Mustafa Ali out of this match. Regardless, you know, Kofi, well-deserved for him, like you said, and a guy that, you know, I loved how Corey Graves talked, I think it was Corey Graves, talked about how, you know, just the great career Kofi has had, and the one thing that's eluded him is the WWE Championship, you know, that top level that he's never gotten that opportunity, and just helped build that story as he continued to win matches and go 45 minutes, almost, in, you know, almost the full hour into that match, and it's awesome, and it's great for Kofi, and it just, like you said, it shows that he can go, he can put on an amazing match with Daniel Bryan, an amazing match with Jeff Hardy, Samoa Joe, all the way down the line.
Your thoughts on the finish?
I kind of saw it coming. I thought it was either going to be Samoa Joe coming out like that and putting whoever the last one was out. Otherwise, I figured it's going to be RKO out of nowhere. Boom, he's good. Be the last guy.
For me, and breaking the fourth wall, as we say on Pod is War, Tuesday nights we record. as Mr. Platt hates to give away the kayfabe, keep kayfabe, hashtag keep kayfabe alive, hashtag save tag team wrestling. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and check out some wonderful new t-shirt designs over there. A few are a little bit scandalous, and a few are just really good-looking shirts. So we'll see what happens. Whatever floats your boat or finds, you know, your lost remote. But in preparing to record Hot as War, whatever cranks your cheese wheel, why are you looking at me like that?
I've never heard that one.
Just floats your boat or finds your lost remote?
Finds your lost remote. I never heard that. Floats your boat, yeah, but
yeah, it's Outcast. Anyway, I was preparing to do Pod is War, and so I kind of lost track of the time. And now that we know it's a hard close for both Raw and SmackDown, by the way, I did not realize at what point of the time level as I was watching live that it was. So I was pleasantly surprised to see it. I was like, oh, here comes Randy. Oh, there he is. Boom. Yep, that's 1, 2, 3. So I loved it, not, you know, kind of doing other things at the same time.
Well, and you know, a guy like Randy Orton and, you know, Jeff Hardy and I guess, I don't know about Samoa Joe for that matter, but you didn't have to spend a lot of time having Randy Orton in a match. You know what he's capable of. You know what he's going to do in the Elimination Chamber. And it's the perfect thing to do. You know, you showcased Kofi Kingston and Daniel Bryan in a great match and shown how they can, you know, go the distance and go, you know, 30 minutes and have that stamina. And then you just have, you know, the veteran come out of nowhere, boom, over. I'm the man. I'm out the door.
All right, TP. Any last thoughts from Raw or SmackDown before we get into Last Call?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think we covered everything going into the Elimination Chamber. There's a lot of build to WrestleMania more than anything in the last Raw, especially. You know, SmackDown kind of showcased it with the gauntlet match, but Raw especially seemed to be more focused on what's happening towards WrestleMania.
All right, DP, it just feels like it could possibly, maybe, be that time in which we would tell everybody it's Last Call.
Last Call. Alcohol. What do you mean it's Last Call?
What do you mean? What do I mean? It's the last thing we're going to talk about. And DP, the last thing we're going to talk about is we're just going to kind of run down the Elimination Chamber here and, much like a lightning round, just some brief thoughts, because if you really want to know who we're going to be picking and what we're really thinking about, especially on my side, DP's thoughts will probably be a little bit longer than mine here. Make sure you go to thechairshot.com. Make sure you check out the Chairshot staff picks. Over the last three pay-per-view weekends, 28-9-1. 28-9-1. If you can find better spot of predictions for the show, you let me know, because I'm interested, literally. DP, let's run it down right now from bottom to top. Braun Strowman and Baron Corbin. I'm starting off talking about a pay-per-view, and it's a Braun Strowman match. Boy, I don't know. That plug got unplugged from the wall pretty quick there, didn't it, for some reason?
Yeah, I really don't know what happened there. It's very interesting. You know, and now they're just kind of going, you know, the way they seem to be going, it's looking like some combination of Strowman and Kurt Angle versus Corbin and McIntyre in some fashion. Very interesting. But I, much as I was hoping this is going to be the blow-off match, man, it's still a long way to WrestleMania if they can continue this feud.
Yeah, you definitely think that you'd see Braun Strowman winning here and moving on, but you never know. Maybe they just continue to downplay him and let Corbin get over here. Let's continue on down the card as we're making our way here. And, folks, I promise you I'm going to pay a little bit more attention here. I got a lot of things going on. I got it on my phone right here, the card. All right. Any chance in hell Akira Tozawa wins that title for Buddy Murphy? Because I feel like Buddy Murphy's going to be defending that at WrestleMania.
At this point, why not? I don't know. Tozawa's definitely got as good of a chance as any.
Tag team titles. SmackDown tag team titles. The McMiz show against the Usos. That's one prediction I've already made. I got the Usos walking out tag team champion.
It's not paranoia. It's the Usos.
Seems a little too soon to break the Miz and Shane thing up right now. They haven't had that, the falling out or any of the arguments yet. Where I feel like they're going to wrestle each other at WrestleMania.
Yeah, but they could chase going into Fastlane and then have that continue through to WrestleMania. Thank you.
Yep, there you go.
It's the most tunnyful time of the year. We've got predictions that are right all the time now that we've got in WrestleMania here. That didn't make sense. I don't care. I'm drinking beer.
I don't know about that, dude.
No, I am. In sense, maybe not, but beer is yes.
What?
Yeah, brother.
Hold on, dude.
Bobby Lashley and Lio Rush. It's like instead of the Fabulous Freebirds, it's the, you know, I don't know. It's not. There's only two of them. They're defending one title.
Two birds.
Yeah, I got nothing there.
Two turtle doves. I don't know.
This is just progressively getting worse.
Boy, the you know, the odds are stacked in Balor's favor, would I say, to win this match.
You think that's who's defending that title? Because now, from here on out, it's all who's, like you said, WrestleMania. Who are you putting in position to make their storyline and their match important at WrestleMania? We've been at the Fastlane pay-per-view. The matches are great. The storyline doesn't really change there.
No. It's just the way they get to WrestleMania. It's just a continuation to get there. This is going to be no different.
Ronda Rousey versus Ruby Riott. I feel like we kind of talked about that a little bit already. Any last thoughts on there? I mean, I would love to see Riott win here. I'm going to use my head, and I highly doubt that's who I pick.
I would say...
Because there's no chance in hell.
All right. Okay. All right. Let's expand a little bit on what we've... One of the matches we've really got into is the Women's Elimination Chamber match for that tag titles. And instead of talking about what you expect from the match and the storyline aspect, how does it make you feel that there's going to be a women's tag team title division? Because I'm really happy for it. I'm excited for it. It's a new division, and I think they're doing it right. They're doing it across both brands, and I feel like it's going to give that women's division even more depth. And like we talked about with Mr. Max Holiday, the champ, you know, women's wrestling is all over the place, and this is another reason and another way to solidify having a women's show on the WWE Network.
Well, and maybe that's the way they're going, and they certainly have enough talent to warrant having a tag team division. I think it's definitely well deserved. It gets a chance, like you said, to showcase.
I feel like every time you say the word warrant, we should be able to play the clip, "She's my cherry pie," and then we move on.
Is that just because of the women? You wanted to say she's my cherry pie?
No, it was more of like a who's your. It's like a, not a who's your mother. How's your mother reference?
How I met your mother.
I met your mother reference. The general and lieutenant and everything. General Lee speaking. You know, there you go. It doesn't warrant that. She's my cherry pie.
Yeah, you tried. Yeah. Anyways, I would. And I'm glad, like we've talked about, that there's only going to be one set of women's tag team champions, and that should be, you know, thought of and followed across the entire WWE would be really nice. Because, yeah, they don't necessarily have as much talent as, you know, as much depth as the men. But, you know, we don't need that many titles, and one set of tag titles is perfect. One women's champion would be perfect. And like you said, it gives a chance for some of these women who aren't in the main title picture a chance to showcase what they can do. And it gets, you know, more of them on television, which is really great. So I'm definitely happy about it. I love the way that they're doing it in the Elimination Chamber to have the tag teams in the chamber fighting it out for the first ones to be the champions. I think that's it's a perfect time to introduce it and a perfect way to have the match.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking forward to it. I enjoyed the first time the women were in the Elimination Chamber, and I feel like if this can be a well-produced match, these women can set up some stuff. Because you think about it, this is going to be the most combatants we've ever had in an Elimination Chamber. There could very well be 12 women inside the chamber at one time, and if you're WWE, why wouldn't you do that?
Right. I mean, there are at least, I don't know if they'll all be in there. I'm guessing they're going to probably get elimination, one or two teams. But, it, you know, you have a chance to where there's time, you know, to have them all in the match, whether or not they're all in at the same time. You know, it's whatever, 5 minutes in between everybody getting out of their pods. You can have a bunch of women in there, you know, maybe three teams wrestling for 10, 15 minutes where you can eliminate one. And then you still have more coming out to showcase more talent. So I like it because you have those different, you know, options available if you want to just, you know, have two of them showcase for 5-10 minutes, and then you can switch off to another team and showcase that for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. It's just that availability of time really helps. I know we've talked about that before, where you have to give them time. If you give that time to tell that story, it makes it that much better.
All I'm going to say, folks, is if you follow me on Twitter at PC Tunney, you already know that I received an email today from the WWE only confirming my suspicions as who is going to win this match. So if you don't, you'll find out when you go to thechairshot.com and check out the Chairshot staff picks. So, DP, let's get to it. It's going to be the main event of Elimination Chamber, in my opinion. Do you think you want to do it again? Let's do it again. Let's do it again. Why not? Here's the second time in one show. For the second time, we have this segment twice. It's another edition in this episode of...
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
And since you're a qualified veteran here on the segment of, yeah, well, that's just like your opinion, man.
I am.
I'm not going to give you a yes or no question. I'm going to give you what's going to close Elimination Chamber. The women's tag titles or Daniel Bryan defending his WWE title?
Women's Tag Team Championship.
I disagree, but that's been another edition of...
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like... your opinion, man.
Let's talk about, it's,
I don't main know about that, dude.
It's main eventing this last call. Let's put it that way. Let's talk about Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles versus Jeff Hardy versus Samoa Joe versus Kofi Kingston replacing Mustafa Ali and the last man to enter the chamber, Randy Orton. DP, I'm going to start it off like this. Instead of Randy Orton beating Daniel Bryan for that title, Randy Orton somehow gets screwed over by Eric Rowan entering the Elimination Chamber. Daniel Bryan wins. Bray Wyatt returns or something like that. Maybe not. Let's take that out of there. Ictionay on the eye at Bray. Batista comes out to make the save. We end up with Daniel Bryan versus Batista versus Randy Orton once again at WrestleMania for that WWE Championship. How do you like that storyline?
Oh, brother. Oh, boy. You're fighting hard to get Batista back, aren't you?
You shut your smurf mouth.
That would be funny if Eric Rowan interferes and costs Randy Orton the title. Being, if you remember the storyline when Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt and Eric Rowan, Luke Harper, that whole bit a couple years ago, it'd be pretty funny. I would love that. I'd love to see Randy Orton get into a story. Now, Randy Orton plays more of the heel character, but he can kind of go back and forth. So it'd be interesting to see what they do. I'm hoping it doesn't come down to AJ Styles, Daniel Bryan again. Just because we've been there and done that for a while now. And Randy Orton definitely needs something to sink his teeth into coming down the road to WrestleMania. He's already done the Bray Wyatt thing. I'd love to see Bray Wyatt come back in somewhere in this match would be pretty awesome. I'm just hoping it's not with Randy Orton because they've already done it. But I would love to see that as a finish. Randy Orton, losing to Daniel Bryan would be good.
Yeah. Once again, I'm fully on record as not going to be picking against Daniel Bryan, at least dropping the title. And there's no way he can not be the winner and not drop the title here. So, obviously, my pick here will be Daniel Bryan. I'm guessing your pick will be the same.
It will be the same. You got to imagine Daniel Bryan's carrying this thing into WrestleMania, however fashion, whoever he's going to wrestle. So, he definitely has to win this match.
And just so you are aware and everybody else is aware, the Smurf reference was a reference to Blutista.
Blutista.
Ring the bell.
That's fantastic. I hope he comes back. I'd love to see him and Triple H go at it, WrestleMania. But
or would you rather see him with All Elite?
I don't know. I'd rather see him in WWE. I can't imagine he's going to have any kind of long run or anything like that. He'll have a couple matches at best. So
even more reason sure to go to All Elite.
Well, sure, if he wants to help, expand, or help that brand and help get some people over and, get some eyes on that product. For sure.
There you go. All right, TP, we've come to another We've come to the end of another edition of the podcast known as DWI, episode 193. DP, we're creeping and a climbing and a crawling.
I catch a niner in there.
Yeah, well, for a few episodes.
Yeah, liking it. Yeah. We're on that way to 200. On the road to 200.
Last thoughts are all yours, my friend.
Oh boy. You know, as we mentioned earlier, this pay-per-view is basically going to finish the shape of what we're going to see come WrestleMania, as we've talked about Fastlane kind of just being that continuation of the story that they're already going to tell. You can already see it in Raw, where most of the stories they're talking about is Becky, Charlotte, Ronda Rousey, WrestleMania matches. They're not talking about Elimination Chamber or Fastlane. They're talking about what's going to happen at WrestleMania. So, you know, we're definitely at this point going to get to see after this weekend where these things are going, you know, and Raw and SmackDown right after the Chamber are going to cement those storylines heading into WrestleMania.
Hard to argue with that. Hard to argue with that. And it's impossible to argue with the fact that you've been listening to another edition of the podcast known as
DW.
Big thanks to Mr. Max Holiday. Can't wait for that Bruiser Holiday match. Sierra, Kylie Rae, BCW DP.
Man, hold on to your seats because I think there's going to be a lot of fighting outside the ring.
Who's on munchies tonight, yo?
Not me.
I guess that'd be me.
What do you guys want?
Get some sour cream and onion chips with some dip, man. Some beef jerky, some peanut butter. Get some Häagen-Dazs ice cream bars, a whole lot of hot. Make sure chocolate. Gotta have chocolate, man. Some popcorn, red popcorn, graham crackers. Graham crackers, just the marshmallows, and little chocolate bars, and we'll make some s'mores, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yo.
Also, celery, grape jelly, Captain Crunch with the little crunch berries, pizzas. We need two big pizzas, man. Everything on them with water, whole lot of water, and onions.
That's it? Anyone want anything else?
Oh, yeah. Give me a box of condoms and, what's that stuff? I used to eat it all the time back in the day. Pussy.
That's right.
You got it.
Thanks, man.